It's the Hometown Morning Show on 104.3 The River, brought to us by our good friends at the Wired Rooster Coffee House. Great lunch special today. Go and see them. We'll talk about that a little bit more later on. We have a special guest in the studio this morning. Introduce yourself.
Hey, good morning. My name is Kelly Sturgeon.
We're so glad to have you, Kelly. Custer girl.
Absolutely.
Union Star resident now.
Absolutely. Whoever thought?
You're doing the whole Brett County tour.
From the south to the north.
That's all right. It's all good. We're glad to have you this morning. You brought, to be seasonally correct, good tidings.
Yes,
absolutely. Comfort and joy and retail.
Yes, all the things.
What you got going on here?
So, absolutely. So, the holiday market, that is at Hardensburg Baptist Church. This is our second time having it, and it has grown and grown. We actually sold out of spaces in August.
That's fantastic.
Yes. I mean, we have people contacting us year-round to be able to get a space in the gym. So this event this year is going to be December 7th. It's from 9 to 1 at Hardensburg Baptist Church. And, you know, like I said, it is going to be a huge event. But what makes it so special is that a lot of the proceeds go to buy gifts for the angel tree in the area.
Which is one of the best things you can get involved with.
Absolutely. I mean, just to be able to bring joy to children in the community is going to be an awesome thing. So Absolutely. We're super excited about that.
So you all got a good group of folks there at Hardensburg Baptist. I have to brag on you, and I do often, and I see where Carrie's coming in a couple of weeks to talk about some more stuff. You all are kind of on fire right now.
Absolutely. We've got a ton of stuff going on. I mean, the Christmas worship experience coming on. We're a drop-off for the shoeboxes.
And you put up with Neil.
We put up with Neil. Yeah, that's fantastic.
You get a bonus for that. I hope he's listening. Somebody will tell him. Somebody will tell him.
Yeah. So we've got a ton of great vendors lined up. I mean, to our surprise, we've got this gourmet grilled cheese truck, and I know that you know them.
I'm a fan.
So Little Cheesers, which has also been seen on the Food Network. I had contacted them a while back, and they got back with me and said, hey, we'd love to come to Hardensburg that day. So they're going to be coming. We've got, on the food front, we've got Monday's Menu. They're out of Elizabethtown. They're going to have some breakfast sandwiches in the morning and then switch over to lunch and have some burgers and hot dogs and just great off-the-grill American food. We've got This Butts for You coming from Hawesville. I had some good old smoked bologna and pulled pork.
Oh, now you're talking. You had me at smoked bologna.
The BCHS baseball team's going to be there with concessions, and we've got Sunny and 75. But just from a vendor perspective, I mean, we've got a ton of local talent. I mean, we've got Pam Pelton is coming, and Penny Frank, and Joyce Webster, Caitlin Hobbs, Edith Childs. We've got all of them making a ton of homemade crochet items and woodburn items. And then we've got a lot of people coming from outside. So we've got, you know, the Bug's Ear, which is coming from Elizabethtown, which is a really cool boutique. We've got Kentucky Kettleheads.
Yes.
Have you had... The wheat strips. The wheat strips is where it's at.
That's exactly where it's at. That's so cool. So how cool is this?
Yes. I mean, they've got pork rinds and wheat strips, and we've got shooters option targets. They've got amazing, really cool gifts for, you know, for men throughout the holidays. We don't just have stuff for women. We're going to have different gifts and options for anybody in your family. Something that's really cool, Brittany Mattingly with Rustic Oak Soap, she's going to do something really special and have these bath bombs that are going to be like a dollar each. She's going to have a ton of them. And those are great stocking stuffers and gifts for teachers.
Brittany's awesome. She does really cool stuff.
She is amazing. So we've got about 40 spots filled up. Wow. And I mean, it is going to be packed wall to wall down the hallway.
This is a big deal.
In the library. It's a huge deal. It's a huge deal. And like I said, it's just a blessing to be able to then be able to turn around and use those funds in order to purchase gifts for kids in this community and make their Christmas a little bit brighter.
And this goes back to a conversation that we have a whole lot, and I would say that you will agree with me. Things like this, events like this that get sold out immediately, that people want to be involved in, are proof that we can have anything we want here in Breckenridge County.
Absolutely. I mean, if you would have told me a few years ago that we would contact a truck that was on Food Network or, you know, these businesses that, you know, the Bug's Ear, they have a nice boutique in Elizabethtown. But right. I talk to them and I tell them, hey, these people from Breckenridge County, they love to see new things. And they're so supportive. And Monday's Menu, they had actually set up at the hot air balloon thing. And
he said,
I have never seen a crowd come out to an event like that. And I was like, that's just That's just how we are. That's the people of Breckenridge County. They come out and they support in full force. So we definitely need your help to come out and support these vendors so that we can sell out every year. Like I said, December 7th, we start at 9 a.m. to 1. So we've got 4 hours of Fast and Furious, but definitely come out hungry and come out ready to shop.
I will be there. I'm a fan of the grilled cheese sandwich.
You better be, yes.
And folks, trust me, always trust a chubby fella. That truck is, I know those guys, and it's awesome. You wouldn't believe.
It's worth the hype.
Yes. It's definitely worth the hype. Yes. You know, you're thinking, oh, grilled cheese sandwich. No. 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 just get ready. And Angel Tree, again, we can't stress enough, you know, when you're raising money for something like that, we have to take a step back. The hustle and bustle and the commerce of the holidays is fun. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. A lot of people enjoy it. A little bit of commercialism doesn't bother me. But we step back and we look at what these holidays are for. If you can go out and raise money for something like that, you can't do too much. And you can have fun doing it.
Well, and nothing makes you feel better than loving other people.
Right.
You know, and that's the vision of Hardinsburg Baptist Church and why we're so excited to be able to use this avenue in order to do that. And,
sure.
And this opportunity to love on those kids.
Well, ministry and witness comes in many different ways.
Absolutely.
You know, and you can have fun doing it. And you all are proof positive that you can do that.
So, well, you do have a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Well, this is going to be awesome. 9 to 1 Central Time, Saturday, December 7th. Hardinsburg Baptist Church, nice, wonderful. I still call it new.
It's new.
Yeah. It is new. It's always going to be new to
building.
Me. Yeah. I still call the new high school new.
It's still new.
It's still new. But the church is real new. Go out. They've got plenty of places to park. They have a wonderful facility full of great folks, even Neil. And he's going to get me.
He is.
And I'm ready. I'm ready for him. I'm ready for him. But I love the fact that you all chip in and work so hard and make things happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have a church full of doers.
Yes. And, you know, we were talking about that. It's different people just really stepping up to the plate and saying, we can do this. And, you know, the passion from this has been driven by seeing people in our community support whatever event is going on.
Sure.
And you just don't, you know, we were talking about that. I moved back with my husband here 5 years ago after living in the Louisville area. And it's like, man, people like this just aren't around everywhere. We're so grateful for the people here, and that's what makes this place different.
Great. Welcome home, and you be careful today. I know you're a busy lady.
Thank you for
coming and talking about this with
absolutely.
Us today.
Yes, absolutely. So December 7th from 9 to 1, Hardinsburg Baptist Church. We'll see y'all there.
It's going to be a hoot. Don't miss out on it, folks. Stay tuned.